Welcome to the Autism Family Story Podcast. This is a podcast for moms for kids with autism or other special needs. In this podcast, you will get to learn different strategies to help your own kids with autism, which I have personally learned over the years in raising my son who is on the autism spectrum. My name is Vidya Banerjee and I'm so excited to have you on my podcast. Welcome to episode 39 of the Autism Family Story Podcast. In today's episode, I'm going to talk about tips for flying with a child with autism. Traveling with a child with autism can be challenging for the child and for the family. In today's episode, I will share some tips for flying with a child with autism, as airports and airplanes can both be overwhelming for children with autism. There are a few things you can do upfront to make air travel as comfortable as possible for your child with autism. Our son loves air travel, and these are some tips which have helped him over the years. First, start preparing your child for the air travel by reading them a social story about air travel. Social stories teaches children with autism about the social behavior that's expected in specific settings. Read your child a social story about the upcoming travel a few weeks or a month in advance prior to your trip. You can get many social stories online for free, or go to Teachers Pay Teachers and create a free account. Type social stories in the search bar and get one for air travel, or you can also make your own. This will help your child to know what to expect during the travel. Second, book seats well in advance. Inform the airline you will be traveling with a child with autism. Request to give your family seats to sit all together. Check in before the trip so you can choose your seats in advance and avoid the hassle of doing it at the airport. Number three, if you are traveling to United States of America or from United States of America, contact the TSA, Transportation Security Administration, a few weeks before your travel. TSA Cares is a helpline that provides travelers with disabilities additional assistance during security screening process. They will help you get through the security by avoiding long lines. TSA agents are very helpful. You can call them TSA Cares to find a passenger support specialist at the airport. You can also request Autism Spectrum Disorder notification card for pre-boarding and access to special security lines. Arrive early at the airport. Once you get to the airport, inform the gate agents you're traveling with a special needs child, so you can take advantage of priority boarding. That way you don't have to wait in long lines while boarding. Number five, currently different airlines have mask requirements due to the pandemic. Contact the airline to know their mask requirements. If your child has difficulty in wearing a mask, get a mask exemption form from the airline to avoid hassles on the plane. Number six, carry comfort items for your child. You can carry their iPad, some books, fidget items, maybe a puzzle, coloring books, and some comfort object so they can be occupied on the flight. Number seven, carry lots of snacks and food your child will eat, as many children with autism are picky eaters. Number eight, once you're on the airplane, inform the flight attendants you're traveling with a child with autism. They are very helpful and they can help you in case of an emergency or if you need help with something. Number nine, try to book direct flights if possible. If you are on a long international journey, try to take a break, stay in the hotel and then travel the next day. Number 10, if your child is sensitive to noise, carry noise-canceling headphones. So I hope these tips will help traveling with your child with autism safe and enjoyable. If you like my podcast, leave me a review and a rating in Apple Podcast and or Spotify. This will help my podcast reach more autism parents like you. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I will continue to share lots of tips and strategies which I learned over the years in raising our son who is on the autism spectrum. I have a blog, autismfamilystory.com, wherein I share lots of information for parents who are starting out this journey in the world of autism who are already on this journey. I'm also active on social media, Facebook and Instagram at Autism Family Story, wherein you can follow me there, wherein I share lots of information as well for autism parents. If you like my podcast, share and follow my podcast so you do not miss an episode. Leave me a review on Apple Podcast or Good Pods, which will help me reach more autism parents. Thank you so much for your continued support.